Welcome to the Organize 365 Coffee Chat. These coffee chats pop up when I have something fun or important to share with you about what is going on at the Organize 365 company. Coffee chats share time-sensitive information, so when the coffee has gone cold and the information is no longer relevant, these episodes will disappear from your podcast queue, keeping the Organize 365 podcast feed current and relevant. I think our coffee is ready. Oh my goodness. We just had the most epic productive home solution planning day. Ah, I just love planning. The more I plan, the more I want to plan. And if you're not someone who is obsessed about planning like I am, let me explain why. Here's the thing. Summer is coming. Summer is going to be here before you know it. It may already feel like summer outside today, wherever you are. And in the blink of an eye, we're going to be back to fall again. Summer just comes and goes so quickly. And last week, what we did is we planned out our summer purposefully as homeowners for ourselves, our families, our community, our rest, our reflection, our wellness, our morning, afternoon, evening routines. Like, we spent all day on Saturday planning. And here we are only 2 days later. And I'm going to say to you, time to plan again. Wait, I just did that. I just did that on Saturday. Right. You just did that for your personal life. Now it's time to plan for your professional life. And sometimes when I tell you about all these planning days, I feel like, is there any way we could do less planning days? And the answer is no. Because what we did a few days ago was plan what we want to do for ourselves, for our family, for our household, for our community. What will we will do on June 2nd is we will plan how we want to show up at work, what we need to accomplish in the next 90 days, what projects will we be starting, what projects will we be finishing, what support staff do we need, what team members need to have more training and development, what team members are going to be leaving our team by the time we get to fall. There are so many things that happen in work. And the benefit of the summer planning day for your job is that the more you spend time planning, the easier it is to implement whatever work you do. And in all of our roles, there are seasons where you grind harder and seasons where you kind of not coast, but kind of coast. You know what I mean? So for me, the summer has typically been when I flip the script. And that's why I love the Productive Home Solution Planning Day at the beginning of May, because it really gives me a runway to really think through and purposely plan what kind of a summer do I want to curate for myself and my family. And I focus a lot of my parenting and my relationship with my husband and the big projects we want to do in our household in my summer months. And in order to do so, I then need to plan my business activities so that I get done the essentials of what I need to get done and make sure all of the projects move forward with the integrity and intensity that I need them to move forward in. But I don't add in projects just to add in projects for project's sake at work. Because in the summer, when you have a longer day and you have more energy, and I don't know about you, I tend to need a little bit less sleep in the summer. And also those naps that you get on the weekend are so restorative. I actually am able to run harder at home and work at the same time because of the energy of the sun. But just because you're running harder doesn't mean you're producing more. Work is funny. We're all working all the time, basically. And we all are producing something, but is the work that you're doing producing the outcome that you desire? Planning allows you to actually work less and have greater output. And that's why I prioritize planning in my own life. And for years, I tried to figure out how I could just plan work or just focus on and plan my home. And you could do one or the other, but for people that you see that seem to be winning at life and winning at work, they're spending a lot of time planning. Whether they consciously know it or not, they are spending a lot of time reflecting on what worked, what didn't work, what are the few things, the two or three things that really need to get done in the next 90 days in work. And if those things get done, everything else is easier or doesn't even need to be done, as The One Thing would say, the book, The One Thing. And they are choosy. Productive people are very choosy about what they say yes to because they put all of their resources behind those yeses. So do you need a planning day for your work? I would say yes. If you want to be able to show up and be fully self-directed, know that how you're spending your time at work is going to matter, get done what needs to be done in the most optimal amount of hours so that you have more time for all of these home projects that you just slated in the last planning day, where you could play full out at home and at work and be winning at the end of the day, you need to plan. You need to plan at home and you need to plan at work. And what's interesting, I just made this revelation. We plan 3 times a year for our household. The household has a natural trimester cadence to it. We lump May into the summer months, so it's May, June, July, and August. And then Labor Day in the United States, man, that kicks off fall. Not in weather, mind you, but definitely in productivity. Like, after Labor Day, that kicks off the 10 most productive weeks of the entire year. And you run that productivity right up to the holiday blitz. And then you end the year with all of the memory making and the merriment and the chaos that is the end of November and December. And then you are so ready. Like, you are so ready the last week of December to plan for your household January, February, March, and April, which leaves us to where we are today. So those natural planning cadences help you to focus in your planning for your home. Businesses plan 4 times a year, and we plan in 3-month chunks, which are quarterly. And there is a volleying back and forth between your work energy and your home energy. So like I said, just a few short days ago, we planned for our summer for our homes. And now today, when this coffee chat comes out, we are shipping out all of the workbooks and planners for the next workbox planning day that will be on June 2nd. It'll be June 2nd, which is a Friday from 10 to 2. So we've got a couple of weeks. And in these couple of weeks, you'll start to cement in those habits that we were talking about at home and make the food choice changes that you were going to make and clean out your Sunday basket and really get into your summer groove. We'll have Memorial Day and summer will officially kick off in every American's head. And then that Friday, we will meet for Workbox Planning Day. And when we meet for Workbox Planning Day, you then will turn that energy and attention into your work. And you'll say, okay, so I know summer has already kicked off, but you know, we aren't in the July, where is my brain focus yet. So you can say, okay, if I just think from now until Labor Day, what must I get accomplished in these next couple of months in order to say that I have run my race well as an employee, business owner, manager, whatever your role is? And then we'll go through our summer, enjoy your July. No one knows what they did in July. It just kind of is the lost Bermuda Triangle of months. And then it'll be back to school season. Whether you have kids or not, everybody will be hustling and bustling and preparing in the month of August for those most productive 10 weeks that start the beginning of September. So we're going to have back-to-back planning days again. At the end of August, the last weekend in August, we will plan for the September, October, November, December timeframe for our home. And then a couple weeks later, we will have ended our summer with Labor Day and we will have a Friday workbox planning day to plan out that last quarter of the year for work. Again, once we get to December, first week in December, we will plan for our work starting in January, and the last week of the year, we will plan for our home starting in January. And on this cadence goes. This volleying back and forth between looking at how far you have come, what you have left to do, what worked and what didn't work, in both of these entities of your life, these two dichotomies that you are a part of. How am I showing up for myself, my family, my community, my household? How am I showing up for my work, my colleagues, my mission, my vision, and the work that I am a part of that I am paid for. This paid work versus invisible work, and constantly going back and forth and saying, okay, here are the tiny pivots and iterations that I want to make. Here are the couple few things that when I get to the next planning day, I want to say, I have accomplished those. I have done a job well done. Here are the new ideas that I have accumulated in this time frame. Which couple things am I then going to put on my plate and run that full out? Planning day not only plans the work that you're going to do, it also plans the work you're not going to do. What didn't work last quarter? What was an epic flop that you want to make sure that you don't do that again? What meetings do you no longer want to be a part of or don't need to be done in your company at all? What new initiatives do you want to start to research for the planning day we're going to have 90 days from now that you can actually be doing in the next quarter, not the quarter that you're planning now? And how can you make better routines in your work, just like we make routines at home? And once you have planning day, you set forth your own course. You're no longer going with the flow. My husband always says, Lisa, if you just go with the flow, I never like where the flow is going. It's never going where I want to go. And there's a lot of meandering in the flow that I usually find in society. And I'm like an achiever. I want to get a lot done. I want to live another 49 years. And in those 49 years, I'm probably going to pack 150 years worth of stuff in there. Like I love to do and be and experience and grow and learn. And I have so many things I want to do. I don't like to fritter my time away. So if you are the same and you find yourself saying, I want to be more in control of what's going on in my household and what's going on in my job, then it comes down to planning. You may not own the company. You may not be the manager, but you are in control of you. And the habits and the systems and the routines that you put in place in your life, both at home and in work, will make you feel better about your days, will make you be more productive, more accomplished, and more fruitful in everything you do. And you will feel like you are making the difference that you already are making, only you'll be making it with intention. So we're shipping out planners today for everyone who's already in the subscription plan. If you want to join us, we send out the workbook/planner when you sign up for planning day, and then you too will be offered the subscription at the end of that planning day. So get your order in so we can get your workbook sent out and join us. This is not something everyone does, but if you look at the productive people in your life, they are all planning in some fashion. And I would love to plan with you and teach you how I have learned how to plan and balance and be productive and purposeful both at home and at work.